Well, Coach, you've gotten the first week of practice underway. Overall, got to be pretty excited to get the season underway.
Yeah, we're excited, this group. I mean, a lot of unknowns, but sometimes that's fun in basketball. But this group's had some nice practices already and kind of surprised me already a little bit with what they're doing. So we got a ways to go, but I think we're going to be fine.
I was thinking about that too the other day. You lose an all senior starting five from last year. Adam Atwood was a 3-year starter, and Kate Schaub, a 2-year starter, and Brody Mason and the Maxi kids both gave you a lot of good minutes. And those are five guys that definitely aren't going to be easy to replace.
No, you can't replace that much senior leadership. But these guys here, they weren't a bad JV crew last year, and I think we got one of the better point guards in the area. Not, I'd be very surprised, in the Willard kid, but he'll run the show for us, and that'll help us a lot. He played a lot of minutes, so, but it is hard to replace that much senior leadership, but these guys are gelling fairly well for not being playing much together other than about 10 or 15 games this summer, so right now I like what I see.
Talk about Lowell Willhauer coming back, and he was your sixth man last year, a guy that provided you a lot of good defense and a lot of good energy off the bench, and he's just one of those kids that you love him when he's on your team, but you can't stand having to play against him.
Nobody wants to pound the ball against him. Nobody wants to guard him because he can pound the ball so well, but, he's going to have to step up. Last year as more of a role player, didn't need to score as much, but this year, he knows he's got to try to score some too, and I look for a nice year out of him. I just think the way he handles himself and knows the ball game, that he practices every single day the way he should, you don't have to worry about him far as putting effort in.
Who are some of the other guys you're going to be leaning on once the season gets underway?
Vadim Plum will be, he's another senior that probably could have played some minutes last year, just didn't get any. Both the Cowboys are here. Gavin Sanders is going to be a senior. Newcomer Graydon Willhauer. He's a very high energy kid, and he's really going to be a nice one for this program. And we got Trenton Monet. He's a 6'4" kid. We got some size. He's just a little raw talent wise, but we got another week or so of practice, and I think we'll be fine. We'll get him there.
You talk about having a couple guys who are high energy, and that's really the style that you like to play. You really like getting up and down the court, and you really like just getting in the guys' face in terms of defense.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way we played when I played years and years ago, but I don't know. You kind of morph yourself into what you have, and this team is, like I said, in our Holly tournament thing, we got a lot of guys that's got a lot of quickness, and we just got to use that to our advantage. And, yeah, we're going to get up guard, but I don't know that we won't play some zone. We won't do that, but it's going to be defensively, yes, a lot of pressure. Offensively, can we go that speed like we did last year without Atwood out there to control us? I don't know if we can do that yet or not. Right now, I don't know if we can run them down the floor and not turn it over a bunch, but we still got 7 or 8 practices to go, so I'm not too concerned about it. It's going to be a different year. You had a lot of scoring last year. This year, maybe not as much. We might score more this year too. I don't know.
Of course, too. That's always as a coach. I'm sure it's ups and downs whenever you have to replace so much stuff like that. But I'm sure it's fun for you to kind of take that as a little bit of a challenge.
Oh yeah. I mean, the last 3 or 4 years, we've had fairly senior-laden teams, and yeah, it's kind of new, something new for me I haven't had in a while. It's really just got one kid back, but these other guys, they played well enough this summer to let me know that we're going to be all right, but I have no idea. I told the kids starting lineups, it may be something different every night, because we really have 10 or 12 guys that I don't know, there's not a lot of difference there. Just have to go with what our matchups look like the best.
Looking around the area, looking around the NTC especially, two teams are ranked in the top 25 with Dietrich and St. Anthony, and of course you got Altamont, who's got a few pieces back. CHBC's got some good pieces back. It looks like it's going to be another year where there's going to be no easy nights in that conference.
No, there won't be any easy nights. I mean, I got a few games at home, and I'm glad we got them at home. That's good. But I don't know if I even want to go on the road this year. But it's fun to coach against the guys in the NBC and even the EI. You know, everybody's good. I think they're really pretty knowledgeable coaches, and that's a lot of fun. I've been through this for 19 years now, and some years we've had, you know, it just hasn't been as much fun to compete because, you know, it just hasn't been, but with other coaches, I mean. But this bunch is fun to compete. We're all pretty well friends, you know, and I like to be around it, but it's not going to be easy by no means.
You got another week of practice before you start and play the Mulberry Thanksgiving Tournament. Like you said, you still got about 7 or 8 more practices. So what are some things you're kind of wanting to continue to work on and continue to get better at?
Well, right now we spent the first 3 or 4 or 5 practices here, we've just been, you know, it's been a lot of conditioning and stuff like that. But now we'll start here, you know, here Friday night and Saturday, and we'll just start throwing all of our offensive stuff in and refining everything, and hopefully we'll have all next week we got to do a lot of scrimmage work, because I don't know, these guys haven't played that much together, so us gelling together, it could be well into our holiday tournament for this team. Really shows what it's going to do, whether it's going to be a good one or it's going to be a stinker. I have no idea, but we got their attention. And that's the most part of it. They know that I'm not going to allow them not to be focused too much. But I don't know. They're going to be all right, I think. A little better than I thought they might be.